September 2nd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, if you are living in holy love day by day, then your choices in everyday life will be simplified. Issues such as the ones being played up in this upcoming election will be easily determined as good for the general public or a distortion of the truth. Some politicians regard the truth as the enemy and a challenge to overcome. The sincere candidate for any office safeguards the truth and lives according to honesty. This needs to be the goal of all people and all nations. To choose otherwise and to compromise the truth is to live a dishonest life. The truth is always the embrace of my commandments. Do not challenge this truth by Satan's suggestions. You will be given opportunities to bring others into the truth, either by example or by distributing these messages. Pray for those who are so ambitious they embrace liberalism. This only impresses those who are already compromising the truth. Some try to make the word conservative a negative word. In my eyes, a conservative is one who is not fooled by rhetoric." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. "Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.